You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, we won't get to all that much sunshine today is the problem. But if you can just hang in there, it'll be worth it. We'll say maybe 40, 42 today. Rain, maybe a little bit of snow later. It's not going to be that bad.
Sloppy stuff's coming tonight. I love the weather forecasters. They're like, I think there's this much, maybe this much. This storm is really hard to tell.
All right.
Well. So in my neck of the woods, they're saying 6 inches. So we'll see.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Well, but if you can hold on, tomorrow it starts the recovery. And by Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, those are four days in the 60s and mid-60s at that. So it's going to be glorious. And besides, the city always looks good when the sun comes out and warms up after a snow.
Oh, yeah.
It glistens.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so hang in there. All right, so tell me about your cheating. Well, I'm being really, really good. You're cheating.
I was thinking of you yesterday as I popped open a can of Pringles and ate the entire can in one sitting because I'm
was
a fat slob.
What happened?
I made a sandwich. Oh. And Nicole was even like, what are you doing? Because I couldn't find any, you know, chips in the cupboard. So I went down to our bunker and we had some Pringles down there and I grabbed a tube and I come running up and I go, don't judge. But I go, sandwich rule. I always have to have chips with a sandwich. I don't know what it is. It's like, it'd be like having spaghetti without spaghetti sauce on it. There's something about the pairing that I have to have chips with the sandwich. The problem is I don't know when to quit. Especially with Pringles. And next thing you know, my hand was hitting the bottom of that tube. Thunk, 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 thunk. And I had eaten the whole thing.
Is this a full-size tube or one of those little mini ones?
Mini ones. Who buys the mini ones?
Oh, I didn't know.
Give me a break.
I don't know what kind of a pig you are.
Or those little single-serving ones that you put in your lunch? Give me a break.
I don't know what you have in your bunker, which I'm going to want to talk about next. But
full tube, buddy. Full tube. And I felt a little better.
Original flavor?
Yeah, it was the OG.
Okay.
Original. Although I do have a Pringles hack for you. I do want to tell you this. Let me roll down and make sure I get this right. I ran into my buddy. I immediately went for a walk afterwards. And I ran into my buddy, Scotland Rob, down the street from me. And we started talking about Pringles. And I was telling him, I was like, I just ate a whole tube. That's why I'm outside. He's like, let me tell you about this life hack. He's like, what you do is you get a tube of rotisserie chicken Pringles and a tube of honey mustard Pringles.
Okay.
He says you take two of each. Lay down the rotisserie chicken Pringle. Then on top of that, you put two of the honey mustard Pringles, and then you top it with that second rotisserie chicken Pringle. He said, eat them all at once, close your eyes, and tell me that it does not taste like a Chick-fil-A sandwich. He's like, it is straight up a Chick-fil-A sandwich in chip form in your mouth.
You know, the funniest thing about that is that in order to get that taste, he thinks they have to be stacked in a certain order.
Right, I know. It's like you could do two and two or whatever, but no, that's the secret.
You could probably do one
stacking.
Of each, couldn't you, big pig? It's
going to
provide the
could.
Same flavors.
Maybe, though, with the chicken hitting your tongue first, I don't know if you'd want to flip-flop and jack with it and put honey mustard on the bottom. I think the chicken's got to be first.
That's funny.
But anyway, he's like, try that. I go, thank you, sir. And then we went on our separate ways.
Way to go, Scotland Rob.
Good job, Scotland Rob. Anyway, I saw this story this morning, so it made me feel a little better because we're not alone. It says the average person has 10 snack attacks a week where we suddenly feel the urge to start snacking. Yeah. And 57% of us have eaten an entire bag of chips or other snacks in one sitting. So I'm not alone. People are ripping these things open and just going to town on them.
I can tell you something about that stat because it's interesting. I've never consumed an entire bag of chips in one sitting. And I'll tell you why. Because I could. I couldn't easily keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about in my brain, if I open the bag and I'm busy doing something and you're just doing that mindless, like I'll be on the laptop, right? And I'll be reaching and grabbing a chip.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you've eaten so many.
Yes.
I could finish off a bag, but there's something in my brain that will not allow me to be that disgusting. And so I will leave like a quarter of the bag, seal it up.
You have
way
more willpower than me, buddy, because I'm looking at that quarter left and going, shoot, I've gone this far.
Is it willpower or is it?
It's self-control. is what
it's
it
like
is.
It's like people who can eat an entire pizza, because there have been times when it's like a medium that I'm like, yeah. Like, don't even talk to us about the personal pan pizza. I mean, that's
ridiculous. It's
that's
stupid.
For beginners. But if you got like a medium-sized pizza, I believe there are times when it's easy to do that.
Oh, absolutely. Like a Saturday, you know, with a few buddies and some beers or whatever. It's
Speaking of which, I got a call yesterday from my sister who lives in Wisconsin. And she said she was thinking of me because she thought of my pizza rule. And I had actually forgotten about this pizza rule. So she had just ordered a pizza. She goes, I cursed myself because I forgot Dom's pizza rule. When you order the pizza, you order it unsliced. Do you know about that?
I think you've told me about it.
Let me tell you again. So you order the pizza unsliced because when they do that, it immediately lets all the juices and fats and stuff that are on top drip down inside, and it kind of compromises the crust, if you will.
A little soggy action.
Yeah, that and a variety of other things. I read about this like 20 years ago somewhere. They say order it uncut and then just have your own pizza cutter. And when it arrives, then cut it fresh and your pizza will actually be superior. And it also stays a little hotter, I think, too, if you do that.
My problem would be that I would grab that unsliced pizza, fold it in half like a taco, and start giving it hell. With my mouth, that is.
Well, I can't help you with that. You're on your own.
Nom, 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 nom. Yeah.
Jer, what are you doing to that pizza?
It all arrives in the same place anyway.
Right, sure does, man.